Hi, it's Helen Shaw here from Athena Media. Been an amazing day. We just finished filming on a one-year project. We literally started just over a year ago, and it's been following a primary school in Dublin for the full year. And it's been a fascinating story. In many ways, life-changing, because I've never done anything like that, followed and stuck with something and observed something for 1 year with a very open agenda. Incredible to see it finish today with the end of school term, and also to know that somewhere along the line, very soon, I have to edit 1 year's content, 1 year's filming. So it's an enormous project, and in many ways I'm daunted at the idea of how I'll get that all together, and yet it's very exciting because often we're making programs or telling stories in a very short way that we often get to know people for a day, a week, a month, 6 months. But to spend this length of time with people, to in this case even watch children grow up before your eyes, to see their brothers and sisters being born, to see life change for people, to see people become ill, become well, people even to die, pass away, people to leave, and people to come into it anew. It's been like watching a microcosm of life, of everything that happens in our society. So really exciting. And in many ways, I think it's only now that we stop filming that we'll be able to think about what the final project will look like and how it will all assemble, because we can really begin to think about what's happened and how we can tell, how we can best tell the story of that 1 year in the life of the school in a very dynamic part of the city, in an incredibly dynamic time for Ireland. So it could be some time before you get to see it, but I hope you will. And I'm also hoping that anybody who's done something like this and has had to edit that amount of footage is going to help me and tell me maybe what some of their tips are and some of the guidance for dealing with that level of digital footage, because it's all been shot on the Sony EX1. And really, I have cupboards coming down with hard drives now, one backing up the other. And in a sense, that's part of the challenge, is actually looking at it all anew now and seeing how it will become one coherent, compelling, and yet true story.